c'est dans mes stomach start somewhere down the lane. Allez qui bon bon damn, informe. You know c'est dans mes stomach I go glam. Allez qui bon bon damn, take the man that's c'est dans mes stomach start somewhere down the lane. Allez qui bon bon damn, so listen for me, you better listen for me now. Listen for me, you better listen for me now. Bring me the rubber, the microphone, but the rock can't stay. You see that I'm a stormy, the heart to cut down. But in the inner and the dance, I miss where you come from. People them say you come from Jamaica, but me born and raised in the ghetto, no one shall for know. Pure black people, man, is all a man know. Yeah, my shoes and them say rapping, and my toes just a show. When me a ball and I want your hands so, so inform. You know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I lick it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says, say that I'm a stormy, stop somewhere down the lane. I lick it, boom, boom, damn. Informer. You know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I lick it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says, say that I'm a stormy, stop somewhere down the lane. I lick it, boom, boom, damn. Come with a nice young lady. Intelligent, yes, she jungle in Ari. Everywhere me go, me never left for a tally. You say that it's no me, I the rum dance man. Rum it in a dance, I lay in a nation. You never know, say that I'm a stormy, I the boom shaka. Tell me never lay a damn flat in a one can board box. You say that I'm a stormy, I go reaching at the top. So informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I lick it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that say, say that I'm a stormy, stop somewhere down the lane. I lick it, boom, boom, damn. Informer. You know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I lick it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that say, say that I'm a stormy, stop somewhere down the lane. I lick it, boom, boom, damn. Why would he? Why would in why in why?
I'm sitting around cool with my dibby dibby girl. Police knock my door, lick up my pal. Rough me up and I can't do a thing. Pick up my line when my telephone ring. Take me to the station, black up my hands. Trail me down cause I'm hanging with the snowman. What I'm gonna do, I'm backed in a trap. Slap me in the face and took all of my gap. They have no clues and they wanna get warmer. But Sham won't turn informer.
Informer. You know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I lick it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says, say that I'm a stormy, stop somewhere down the lane. I lick it, boom, boom, damn. Informer. You know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I lick it, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says, say that I'm a stormy, stop somewhere down the lane. I lick it, boom, boom, damn. Diddly-dang, diddly-diddly-dang, damn, boy. Ing, boy, ing, boy, ing, boy.
Did you know you can use support a creator code Rock and Sock in the Fortnite item shop? That's R O C K N S O C K in the Fortnite item shop. That's a hashtag ad, because we are a hashtag epic partner.
WildTalkRadio.com.
Talking to a radio show.
He's texting me on that radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can I be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to him?
I need to talk to him.
You got to talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop pulled up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
He's like, you know, I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Bosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A. There's our island theme song. We spell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thought. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position?
Hey, Sanuva Lupa, what?
Wait for it. Oh!
I thought the people were going to be showing up to party. Oh, you done the vial over here.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have. Actually, that's what's gotten me laid.
Yeah, I can be playing with myself.
Oh, it's all going to be coming really, really soon.
You're sitting down, stand up real quick.
You, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
It's CB Radio. It's Saturday night, and you know what that means. We're live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTLive. Chat if you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use creator code RocketSock at the Fortnite item shop with hashtag Epic Partner. I'm the producer, Sir Rock, and joined as always by the intern, King Kittens.
Yo.
And of course, the Lone Jobber. The Lone Jobber.
Lone Jobber.
And tonight is
always the delay.
In time.
I know. Tonight's Greater Than Great Debate is because Jobber started this tradition, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years ago. Where it's adult theme night. Because what is this weekend, Lone Jobber?
Is it the adult video awards?
It is porn video award weekend.
I'm glad I had such a positive influence on this show.
I mean, if anything is your legacy about this show, it's right here this weekend.
It's the porn.
It's the porn. So it'll be a very fun debate later on in the evening. Brandon and I just saw the ending of the San Fran Green Bay game. That was a wild finish.
Oh, with the pick?
Yeah.
I didn't actually see it. I just saw the game center thing pop up, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, it was a finish. It was a wild finish in the football game. San Fran ended up coming back from behind and winning the game. So, hell of a finish. The 49ers are on top. Earlier, the Ravens moved on. Tomorrow, we have the Lions. And who are the Lions playing tomorrow? Lions are playing Tampa tomorrow, and we have the Bills and the Chiefs. So those should be two fun games. See what happens in the NFL playoffs. So there you have it. So there's that. We'll have an intern's corner here in just a second. But how is everybody doing out there? Everyone good? Jobs, you good? Brent, you good?
I'm fine.
I mean, sure.
Okay, good talk.
Are you fine, Rock? I mean, I know you asked us, but are you fine? Are you okay?
I'm doing fine.
Was this looking for someone to ask you?
No.
How you were doing?
No. I was just making conversation is all.
Oh.
That's all. Anyway, we'll get right into it. It's time for the corner of the intern.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some useless, I mean, meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
All right, Brent, what do we got in the corner this week?
All right, so we have our week in wrestling history, we have celebrity birthdays, and then we've got a movie of the week. For something that was released this week in history. So first up, we have our This Week in Wrestling History. January 14th. Okay, I got the date wrong. Hang on. For some reason, I added a 2 in that, and that was not right. 2001. So January 14th, 2001. WCW Sin took place, which is most memorable, most known for what happened at the end of the show.
People remember that show?
Well, they remember part of it because they keep showing it, even though they probably shouldn't.
Who actually shows it?
So there was a triple threat match in the main event.
Uh-huh.
And something was going on in the ring, but the cameras cut to the back to show a mysterious fourth person showing up for this match. The problem is, when they cut away, they missed one of the most gruesome wrestling injuries of all time, when Sid Vicious decided to jump off the second rope for his big boot and landed on his leg, not in a good way.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So,
if you've never seen it,
Well, here's the funny thing. No one saw it live because, as I said, they cut away to the back for this mysterious man getting out of a limo. And when they came back to the ring, Sid was laying on the mat with his leg going in a way it shouldn't.
Yeah, it was one of the worst injuries you've ever seen in wrestling.
And then they go about and show it on, like, recaps for years to come. So no one saw it live unless you were in the arena, and then you just watched the tape of it over and over and over again.
I don't think anyone's shown it on recaps. I think it's just been
WCW video. Did.
Well, they were dead in 2 more months. That wasn't for years. They were alive for 2 more months. But
no, but I meant that, like the next night on Nitro, they showed it like 4 times.
You said 4 months, though. For years. You said for years.
Yeah, you did say 4 years. You exaggerated, and Rock wants to be...
Well, no, I mean, other people show it on their stuff. It's just a matter of... I don't mean WCW showed it for years.
That's what it sounded like you said.
You know what I meant.
You did.
We know what you meant, but Rock wants to be really literal to be an ass.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Someone has to be.
Exactly.
ESPN showed Theismann's like, they shouldn't show gruesome leg injuries. That's the point.
Okay, so that was January 14th. January 15th, 1989, the first ever Royal Rumble pay-per-view was held, though it wasn't the first Royal Rumble match. But the namesake match for the night was won by one Big John Studd.
This is a casual reminder. Tomorrow night on Wrestle Talk Radio, WTR Sunday night, we'll be holding our Royal Rumble entry contest as a part of Royal Rumble Week, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. So if you have not gotten your entry yet, saying I'm in, say I'm in, tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, and you'll get your number tomorrow night during the drawing on Wrestle Talk Radio. More details, we'll provide all the details tomorrow. If you're new and haven't been a part of the drawing, you'll hear and learn all about them tomorrow night on WTR Sunday night. Kicks off Royal Rumble Week, Brent. It's going to be all week long. Should be fine.
Hey, Rock.
Yeah.
Rock?
Yeah.
I'm in.
You were already in, though.
I know. I just always like to say it to you because it's funny. Hey, Jobber, do you want to be in?
You know what? I'm not doing anything, so might as well be in.
So there you
go. All right, so Jobber's in, too.
There you go. Kicks off tomorrow on WTR. Sunday night. Royal Rumble Week programming, which means there's no CB Radio next week. Sorry. But we'll be live with the Rack next Saturday reviewing the Royal Rumble.
A post-Rumble Rack.
Yeah.
Rock, you might want to text me next week to remind me otherwise.
I mean,
well, it'll just be funny because you try and call in and you won't get added to a call.
Yeah. Still.
Yeah. We'll take care of it. Anyway, continuing on in the corner.
All right. So, also January 15th, but in 2017, Tyler Bate won a 2-night tournament to become the inaugural WWE NXT UK champion, and he beat his tag team partner of this week, Peter Dune, for it.
Peter Dune is back.
Yep, Peter Dune
is back. No longer Butch.
Nope, he got his name back, and he's also the Bruiserweight still, so yay. January 17th, 2000, one day after winning the WCW World Heavyweight Championship at Sold Out, someone walked out of the company and was stripped of the title because he ended up going to another company. Whoops.
Oopsies.
Yeah.
What year did you say?
What?
What year did you say?
2000. Yeah, he showed up with 3 other people on Monday Night Raw. January 18th, 1971, the historic title reign of one Bruno Sammartino officially came to an end when he lost the belt to Ivan Koloff at Madison Square Gardens. Ivan Koloff held the belt for an astonishing 3 weeks until he dropped it to another babyface, Pedro Morales. So it was just a nice way of getting the belt off of one babyface in order to put it on another.
Goddamn transitional champions.
Yeah. Bruno Sammartino's reign is only 2,803 days, which is nothing compared to other streaks, let's just put it that way. January 18th, 1998, Shawn Michaels was competing in a casket match against The Undertaker, and he kind of took a really bad bump, Rock. Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm.
The bump herniated two discs and crushed one of them and set him up for some real serious issues later on. Good old Royal Rumble.
Indeed.
Speaking of the Royal Rumble, January 19th, 1992, entering at the number three spot, Ric Flair wins the vacant WWF title as the through winning the Royal Rumble, and he found out about it basically before I think he goes through the curtain.
Wow.
Or he only found out about it like an hour before the show. So it was one of those things of like, hey, guess what? You're going to win the belt. Have a good night. All right.
I mean, it's Flair. Flair can instantly put it on, so.
Well, the funny thing is, they told him, like, you're going to go far in the match originally, because that's why it's like, you're going to go three, we're going to show that, you know, you have stamina and everything, and then, like, right before he goes out, oh yeah, and you're winning the title. Have fun.
Now, remind me, why was it vacated in the first place?
Because Hogan had dropped the belt to The Undertaker. The Undertaker dropped it back to him at this Tuesday in Texas, although it was under questionable circumstances. So then Jack Tunney vacated the belt and put it up for grabs to the winner of the Royal Rumble that year.
Oh, cool. I appreciate the history lesson.
There you go. So we're going to go into celebrity birthdays. First up, he's an actor. He's been in things such as Couples Therapy, Arrested Development, The Change Up. It is one, Jason Bateman.
Jason Bateman.
I don't really know him too well.
53? 50?
What'd you say?
He said 50, I said
53. 55. All right. Next up, we have a music composer. He's a playwright. He's an actor. He's been involved with Disney music and acting, but he's most notable for creating things such as Into the Heights and this little thing called Hamilton. It's Lin-Manuel Miranda.
42.
50.
44. Next up, we have an actress. She's been in things such as New Girl, Elf, 500 Days of Summer. It is Zooey Deschanel.
42.
44.
Damn.
Next up, we have an actor. He was on In Living Color. He was Ace Ventura. He was The Mask, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. He's been The Grinch. It is Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey, 62
on the dot. All right, next up, he's an actor, but he's most iconic for his voice. He's been the voice of Mufasa from The Lion King, and he's also voiced this, I don't know, little-known character. Rock thinks he's from Star Trek, but it's Star Wars. He was the voice of Darth Vader. It is James Earl Jones.
Favorite Star Trek actor?
75.
78.
70?
Yeah. Oh. 78.
He is 93 years old.
Oh.
93.
So, oh, well.
He just doesn't look old. He's aged well.
He's aging. Okay, well, you should have gave hints beforehand. God, I mean, it's been a while since I've seen the Star Trek movies. I didn't know.
I'm not giving you any hints.
I'm reading, responding to chat.
I understand. Right?
We have an interactive chat room.
I missed that.
God, Brent. Keep up.
Anyway. So, next up, he is a influencer. He is a boxer.
Influencer.
And he's the brother of your current United States champion. It is Jake Paul.
Influencer just cringy itself. 26.
Yeah. 28.
Split the difference, 27.
Well, guys, you had 32, 34. You guys were off, way off. God. At least get close.
All right. Next up, we have an actor, and if it's been a sports movie, he's probably somewhat involved in it. He was Field of Dreams, For the Love of the Game, Draft Day, Bull Durham, for non-sports movies, JFK, it's Kevin Costner.
Oh,
do I say he's like 94 because, you know, everyone was mad I was too young on the last one? Kevin Costner, what'd you say, Jammer?
I think I said 65.
Chats of 73. I'll go, said we got 70. You know what? 69.
Rock, nice. good job, because it is nice. 69.
Nailed it.
All right, next up, she's the godmother of Miley Cyrus. She's a country singer, but she's most known for her her assets, we'll just say. She's got a theme park in Tennessee named after her. It is one, Dolly Parton.
Dolly's a goddamn saint. 75.
78 in chat. Matt saw it, so 77.
78.
There you go, Sarah. Next.
Two more. Yeah. She is from Married with Children. She was on Sons of Anarchy, but she's also the voice of Leela from Futurama, Katie Sagal.
68. I already did the 69 joke, so 70.
70 on the dot. Finally, he had a bit part in Juno, but he's most known for his role on The Office as Dwight Schrute, Rainn Wilson.
He was in Juno?
Yeah, at the very beginning, he's the guy who sells her the pregnancy test.
Huh.
If you rewatch it, he's at the very beginning.
Huh. That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Well, there you go. A little bit of the movie trivia in advance.
That's an interesting one. All right. But again, he was probably a lot younger for that movie. 57 in chat. What did you say, Jobs?
I was going to go with 55.
59.
58. So close. So those are our celebrity birthdays. And then our movie of the week this week is for Cloverfield from 2008, which was released this week in 2008.
Oh, how about that? He was. I googled the picture.
Okay.
Okay, Cloverfield, go.
So, Cloverfield for 2008. Here is some trivia. It is the first role for T.J. Miller, who has gone on to do stuff such as, you know, the Deadpool movies and, what was it, She's Out of Your League. So, but this was his first role. Lizzie Kaplan, who also was in this movie, thought it was a romantic movie at first until her second audition where she had to read a scene. After she was offered the role, she found out it was a monster movie, and the actors weren't allowed to read the script until after they had signed on for the project. The runtime for this film without credits is 80 minutes, which is the length of a long-running MDV tape, which is a common format used in consumer camcorders. This is also how essentially the movie was shot, was through a regular camcorder, so that's why it all makes sense. The head of the Statue of Liberty is shown about 50% larger than its actual size. CG supervisor David Vickery said in an interview that many people imagined that the head was much bigger than it actually was, and that the size was increased due to complaints that the head looked so small in the teaser trailer that was released. Speaking of, the decapitated head of the Statue of Liberty in the street is inspired by the poster for John Carpenter's Escape from New York, 1981, which depicts the head of the Statue of Liberty lying in the middle of the street on the cover. During the first weekend of the release, many theaters posted signs warning guests that handheld camera movements may cause motion sickness. And then finally, the film was shot in 34 days in Los Angeles under the fake title Slusho, and in New York under the fake title of Cheese. The Ferris wheel scene, the last in sequential order, was filmed on the first day, and the scene inside Beth's parents' apartment, which is first in sequential order, was filmed on the last day. So basically, the last scene was shot first, the first scene was shot last, and yeah, shot in 34 days total. And that is the Intern's Corner.
We'll get to the great debate here in just a moment. So I'm scrolling through the awards for the AVNs. It's an interesting collection of movie names and things. Just like one of the movies is called Girl Next Door Likes It Dirty 25.
There were 24 in front of it?
In front of that one. Rocco Psycho Teens 19.
You had 18 Psycho Teens before, huh?
Apparently. Pretty Trimmed Bush 15.
Look, just don't question.
Lesbian Psychodramas 39.
A lot of psychos.
And the ultimate one, Mom Bangs Teens 47.
Still doing that series, huh?
They're just going for it, I guess. It's an interesting. They did 47 of them, so I just.
Yep.
And it's the first award winner of that group.
Probably.
You're welcome.
It's the way it is. Apparently, there was a Barbie porn up for an award. Shocker.
That makes sense.
Because, you know, why wouldn't there be in this year? It was called Barbie in the Porn World.
that's lazy.
They could have done better.
Done better. That was lazy.
So yeah, the Avian Awards I think are this week. So enjoy. We did have a vacation debate. We did. We did one of them. That was a time we did. That was a time. But here it's time for this week's Greater Than Great Debate.
It is time for the Greater Than Great Debate.
This one's gonna just drive Brent.
It's gonna drive me what?
It's gonna drive you nuts reading them all, I think. Maybe.
Well, it certainly has something to do with nuts, let me tell you.
All right, let's get started.
All right, for those of you who have not caught on because of AVN this week, these are adult euphemisms. So it is the names you use in which you are explaining. Yes. Insert boingy noise or whatever you want to do. That's what we should have done. We should have had a little boingy noise.
That's too late now. Do we have a boingy?
So
we have.
I didn't think of it till just now, but that would have been funny.
We can just do this.
I don't quite know if that is the equivalent, but okay.
Or.
I mean, only if it's SVU. Mm-hmm. Only if it's SVU do we use the dun dun.
We just do.
Whack.
Whack. Anyway.
All right. So first up, we have filling the gas tank, taking on searching for pocket change.
Filling the gas tank?
See, I feel like searching for pocket change is more along the lines of, like, it could be. I guess it could apply in two ways, depending, number one, where you are. And number two, if it's a guy, it's just, you know, rummaging through your pockets, which could be something.
Rayo, what are you going with?
I guess you're still searching for that quarter?
Driver?
Pockets.
Gas tank moves on, next.
All right, sliming the banana. What the fuck? That's grodier than actually just saying you're bumping uglies. Taking on putting the email in the spam folder. Oh, now that one's just a stupid work reference. I mean, for God's sake.
I went with the spam folder.
Hashtag no days off?
Bananas.
Spam folder moves on next.
Oh, here's an old favorite. Making Whoopi takes on the slap and tickle.
Making Whoopi. Cool. What was that? Slap and tickle?
Cool. I'm gonna go with the old family.
You have to remember, I'm at work. There's only certain parts of the title I'm able to say.
Oh no, it cut out. It cut out. That's why I was asking.
Yeah, I'm trying to be quiet.
Okay. Brent, you going with?
Oh, this just got so much more fun.
You went with the old classic.
I'm gonna go with the old Family Feud favorite, Making Whoopi.
There you go, for $300. Next.
No, it's Survey Says. All right. Making the Beast with Two Backs takes on Assault with a Friendly Weapon.
Friendly Weapon.
Beast.
I'm going to go with the Friendly Weapon.
The Friendly Weapon moves on. Next.
Oh, it's just going to be fun to hear how far some of these get and what someone's going to have to say. A bit of How's Your Father taking on Monkey Business.
Monkey.
How's Your Father?
That one just sounds wrong.
Sounds it wrong in many, many ways.
Yeah.
Next.
Okay. Oh, God. There's a couple of words for you to choose from, Jobber. So the next matchup is taking the bald-headed gnome for a stroll in the misty forest, taking on getting one's banana peeled.
Misty Forest. Why not?
Yeah, the gnome. The gnome.
Traditionally, I would go anything banana race related, because that's my gimmick. However, we're going to go with gnomes this time.
Gnome moves on. Next.
Your little bald-headed gnome? Got it.
Yep.
Praying with the knees upward, taking on doing squat thrusts in the cucumber patch.
Oh, God.
So he's praying. Got it. Go. We'll go praying.
Cucumber.
The
I mean, that one worked for him there.
Cucumber works, so, yeah.
So doing squat thrusts in the cucumber patch moves on. Sharpening the pencil, playing Tetris.
Sharpening the pencil.
I'm going to go with the retro game reference, player.
See, I would go with Tetris, but it doesn't make sense here because, you know, you always try to line up the one block for the hole, and it always misses.
Tetris. Tetris moves on next.
All right, into round two. Filling the gas tank, putting the email in the spam folder.
Spam folder.
Gas tank.
Spam folder.
Spam folder. Shall move on next.
Oh my god, spam it. Making Whoopi assault with a friendly weapon.
Whoopi.
Whoopi!
I
want to
say ghost.
Is that Whoopi? There's no ghost.
There's no ghost.
Wasn't that movie headlined by old Whoopi Goldberg?
Boo.
Wow, that's a
that was a stretch and a half.
No one's thinking Whoopi Goldberg when thinking of
really.
No, unless that's what you never mind. Next,
Monkey Business taking the bald headed gnome for a stroll in the misty forest.
Because it's second one. You say
second one.
We'll take the second one. Go with the second one, Brent.
Bald-headed gnome through the misty forest.
Moves on. Next.
Doing squat thrusts in the cucumber patch, playing Tetris.
Tetris.
Cucumber.
The word was misty before. Misty, not musty. He said misty. And Tetris moves
on. I said misty this time as well.
So just clarifying. That's all.
I understand it. I'm just saying.
Gotcha.
Yes. Putting the email in the spam folder, making Whoopi.
Spam folder.
Spam.
Not spam.
Spam. We'll move on next.
Taking the bald-headed gnome for a stroll in the misty, misty forest, playing Tetris.
The musty, misty fortress.
Romeo and Juliet.
Right.
Gnome.
Gnome moves on next.
Putting the email in the spam folder takes on taking the bald-headed gnome for a stroll in the misty forest.
Still like the spam folder.
I'm sure you do, Ruck. I'm sure you do.
Misty Forge.
Gnome.
Spam folder moves on next. Oh, God.
All right, back into round number ones. We have checking the oil takes on putting condensed milk on the waffle.
Checking the oil.
Waffle.
Waffle.
Just like that's how that specific one wording he has to be on that one. Oil moves on.
He could have asked whoever's in the kitchen to get him some condensed milk.
We don't use that here.
Bumping Uglies takes on joint session of Congress.
I like joint session. Go with joint session of Congress. You're going with the first one then, Brett or Jabber?
Yeah.
Wait, which one's that one?
First one's Bumping Uglies.
Oh, I know. Joint session of Congress for our El Presidente.
Oh, God. Next.
Okay. Taking old one eye to the optometrist, giving the dog a bone.
Optometrist.
Jabber, I always thought about getting contacts.
Glasses.
Glasses.
Filling the cream donut, batter dipping the corn dog. Both right up Jabber's alley.
Oh, God. Donut.
He's going to ask for a menu. He's going to ask for a menu item that's not there.
I think we have corn dogs in the freezer. Let me check.
Nope. I'll pick one if they're the same.
Corn dog,
Brent.
With the reference, was wrong.
Donut.
Donut moves on next.
Moving furniture, dipping the stinger in the honey.
Moving furniture.
Honey. I don't like the other one.
I could say pivot. Pivot! Pivot!
That's a good way to describe it.
I was going to say, that can mean so many things in this context.
It really could. So, yeah. Waiting for the tie to be broken in chat. Pivot moves on next.
Pressing the baby button, organ grinding.
Oh, baby.
Baby button, right?
Organ grinding.
You heard what he said. They are. Anyway, baby button moves on next.
Oh, this was going to be fun. Playing a game of Mr. Wobbly hides his helmet takes on aggressive cuddling jobber.
I like aggressive cuddling.
His coworker stepped away for break.
Yes. Stop taking the trash.
Nice. Aggressive cuddling.
Wobbly.
Next. Oh.
Loading the clown into the cannon, agreeing on stuff.
Clown cannon.
Cannon.
Your clown cannon shall move on. Next.
All right. Getting into round number twos here, we have checking the oil, taking on joint session of Congress.
Court is in session.
Legislative branch.
Do I have to give a minute for them, too?
No.
They may only last a minute, so you never know.
Next.
For them.
Taking old one eye to the optometrist, filling the cream donut.
Cream donut.
Optometrist.
My eye doctor retired this year. Find a new one.
Cream donut moves on next.
Moving furniture, pressing the baby button.
Because someone in chat really likes this answer, we're going to press the baby button.
Pivot!
Jobber.
Button.
The baby button moves on next.
Aggressive cuddling, loading the clown into the cannon.
Cuddle.
Clown.
Cuddle moves on next.
Hang on. Okay. Joint session of Congress, filling the cream donut.
Congress
moves on next.
Pressing the baby button, aggressive cuddling.
Baby button.
Cuddle.
Button. Earn baby. That sex trophy. But that's what Tim calls it.
I know. Oh. Baby, not our Tim, another Tim.
Okay.
Yeah. A streamer we watch. He refers to his kid as a sex trophy.
Okay.
Next.
All right. Joint session of Congress, pressing the baby button.
Ooh. Congress.
They are in session.
Babies.
Congress moves on.
All right. We are halfway through.
Oh.
Already?
Oh. Nice.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Oh. Oh, no.
Oh, for God's sakes. Some of these may work for you. First up, we've got putting ranch dressing in Hidden Valley, taking on putting the wand in the Chamber of Secrets.
Yes, we're only halfway there.
First one.
First one.
Well, I don't like ranch dressing, so I'm going to go the nerd reference of putting the wand in the Chamber of Secrets.
You nerds, move on. Next.
Buttering the biscuit, testing the suspension.
You have to test the suspension.
Testing the suspension.
Second one is kinky testing. Moves on next.
Afternoon Delight, you know that song from the 70s, takes on putting the bread in the oven.
We'll go with the classic. Bread. Afternoon Delight.
Afternoon Delight.
Afternoon Delight moves on next.
Hitting the upvote button takes on launching the meat missile.
Hitting the upvote button.
Fire when ready.
The meat missile moves on. Next.
Two-person push-ups takes on going heels to Jesus. That one sounds like something they would say where another co-host lives.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. That one.
Y'all need Jesus.
Heels to Jesus moves on. Next.
Whitewashing the picket fence takes on bedroom rodeo.
Whitewashing the picket fence.
I mean, I live down south, so rodeo.
They have rodeo up here too, dog. Right on, cowboy.
That is a long trash dump that they're taking.
Rodeo moves on. Next. like this one.
That's bringing an al dente noodle to the spaghetti house, riding the Boney Express.
The spaghetti house.
I don't like that one. Boney Express.
I mean, you know the old tale for how you tell a spaghetti's ready, right? Do you have to throw it against a wall too? If it sticks, it's ready.
Oh, if it's sticking, you. Well, they make products for them.
The noodle moves on next.
Of course the noodle does. Horizontal refreshments takes on Akin Boots.
Boots. Is that a chicken for tomorrow? What was the question?
Horizontal refreshments or knocking boots?
Boots.
Brent, you went boots?
I'll go boots instead of refreshments.
Next.
Putting the wand in the Chamber of Secrets, testing the suspension.
Testing the suspension.
We'll go putting the wand in.
Is that the Harry Potter?
That's the Harry Pooters.
It's Harry Pooters. Well, testing the suspension beats the Harry Pooters. Next.
Afternoon Delight, launching the meat missile.
Missile.
He got really excited for the meat missile.
Launching the meat missile.
Meat missile. Moving on, next.
Going heels to Jesus, bedroom rodeo.
Jesus.
Yep.
Going heels to Jesus.
Rodeo moves on, next.
Bringing an al dente noodle to the spaghetti house, knocking boots.
Spaghetti house.
Noodle.
Noodle moves on, next.
Testing the suspension, launching the meat missile.
Suspension.
Blast off.
Ready, aim, fire.
Testing the suspension moves on, next.
Bedroom rodeo, bringing an al dente noodle to the spaghetti house.
Noodle.
Noodle.
Grab the bull by the horns.
Noodle moves on, next.
Testing the suspension, bringing an al dente noodle to the spaghetti house.
Suspension.
Suspension.
Noodle.
Testing the suspension moves on, next. One last set.
Round number ones. Alright, let's see. Oh, wow. I can only see part of it, too. It's not loading all of it. Okay, here we go. Playing with the box the kid came in takes on Stuffin' the Muffin.
Playing with the box the kid came in.
Box.
I mean, it's just recycle and reuse, right?
Regifting.
I don't think that's what the white elephant was talking about.
I mean, for some people.
That's called stepfamily.
Box the kid came in.
At least you're keeping it with theme.
Next.
Jerking it where she's twerking it takes on doing the wild thing.
Wild thing.
Oh,
throw it back, y'all.
Jabber.
I said wild thing as well.
Wild thing moves on. Next.
I was the only one to vote for jerking it where she's twerking. That you all suck.
Apparently we're being judged so hard right now. It's funny
a bit
lines.
Of the old in out in it. Out takes on attacking the pink fortress.
What was the first one?
A bit of the old in out in out.
Let's go with Daisy's castle.
Brandon.
She's found in another castle. What? Yeah, attacking the pink fortress.
Pink fortress moves on next.
Getting busy, parting the pink sea.
Parting the pink sea.
I'm just waiting for Chop.
What was that?
Moses.
You know what?
Moses.
After I said it, that's what I started thinking.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, next. Jesus God!
Okay, and the next one is what?
The next one is playing peekaboo with your vein cane in the flesh pipe, taking on pants off, dance off.
That first one's a bit of a mouthful, anus.
In more than one way. Ayo?
Dance off.
Peekaboo.
The first one.
The pants off, dance off, moves on. Next.
Tickling her tummy from the inside takes on bow chicka wow wow.
We'll go with the old classic. Bow chicka wow wow.
The second one.
Tickling.
Next.
Horizontal refreshment. That sounds very familiar to something that we already had.
Probably was.
Takes on. Oh, hang on.
It probably was up here. Yeah, I think we had it. But it didn't. The thing didn't catch it?
Okay. Having hot pudding for supper. Yeah, horizontal refreshments was 23.
Mm.
Horizontal refreshment was 11.
So we'll put the pudding on just to move it on. Next.
Okay. Knowing someone in the biblical sense takes on filling her out like an application.
You gotta check all those boxes.
Do I have to report my ethnicity to her?
Yes.
No. I thought that's illegal. You can't ask for that. It just has to be volunteered.
On the S.
Now, you do want to check age, though, just to be safe.
Yeah, you have to check the age. That's that's always a good one to check. Next.
We're going into round number twos now. Playing with the box the kid came in takes on doing the wild thing.
Wild thing.
Playing with the box.
Wild.
Wild thing moves on next.
Hey, Rock, have you ever seen the movie Seven?
No.
Oh.
Yes.
There's that Brad Pitt meme. What's in the box?
I know the meme.
Okay.
I've never seen the movie.
Attacking the Pink Fortress, parting the Pink Sea.
Can't say pink.
Pink.
Nope. I, said, yeah. I already said it. Can't say it.
I said it before you did.
No, you didn't.
You said it.
No, Rock was actually saying it. You came up a little short and a little, you know, quick.
I've heard that one before.
Parting the Pink Sea.
Attacking the Pink Fortress.
Let my people go.
Next.
Pants off, dance off. Bow chicka wow wow.
Bow chicka wow wow.
Bow chicka wow wow.
Comment from chat. Is it a fortress because y'all can never find the clit?
Well, like we said, the princess is hidden in another castle.
Next.
Having hot pudding for supper, filling her out like an application.
Application.
Fuck, does it have to be in triplicate?
Yes.
You know, I mean, after you're done, you got to send it to corporate, so I'll go with the application.
As a reminder, we have an FU line. If you would like to yell at people, right, it's available. Anyway.
Who's going to yell at someone?
Nothing. Next.
Doing the wild thing, parting the pink sea.
Parting the pink sea.
Pink sea.
Parting the pink sea moves on. Next.
Bow chicka wow wow, filling her out like an application.
Application.
Fill it.
All my applications are done online, so, you know, that makes sense.
Application moves on. Next.
Parting the pink sea, filling her out like an application.
Application.
Hashtag no days off.
Ride those waves.
The sea moves on. Next.
All right, we're going to go into our semifinals. Dear God, this website is acting slow for me.
It's been slow tonight, yes.
Putting the email in the spam folder takes on the joint session of Congress.
Congress.
Email.
Email. I take Mr. No Days Off as email, I assume. So next.
Yeah.
All right. The second one is testing the suspension takes on parting the pink sea.
Suspension.
Pink sea.
Can you see?
The suspension moves on next. Or no, right. The sea moved on next.
All right, and in your main event for our euphemisms debate, boy, this has been special, putting the email in the spam folder takes on parting the pink sea.
Jobber.
The sea.
Brant.
Email.
Email is your winner. I mean, pretty good. Pretty good debate. Worked out really well. It was perfectly built for one of our hosts who was not here, but
were they filing that email?
They were on the phone with their assistant. I don't know. Time for the presidential minute.
It's time for the presidential minute with the Lone Jobber. Lone Jobber.
And go.
So you know what I watched recently, and by recently I mean this week, the entire MonsterVerse, you know, from Legendary Pictures, because they put out Monarch, something, it was a subtitle. It was all about Godzilla shit. It was awesome. It was great. I enjoyed it. I highly suggest people go, because when you were talking about Cloverfield, I was like, ooh, I like giant monsters. Giant monsters are fun. Because the other fun part about it is I always try to put myself in the, you know, look at this. Just think about what it would be if you're just sitting at home playing Xbox and, oh my God, there's a giant goddamn lizard. And look, there's a giant monkey. Now they're beating each other up. Well, my day's screwed. My internet just went out. And then Mechagodzilla comes and you're like, wow, they can power him. But, oh, they can't give me a nice refund. I see how it is. No, that hurt. Oh, great. Now I'm bleeding. Ow. I was going to say, go watch Monarch. It's good if you like Godzilla stuff. I enjoyed it. But then I just cut myself. But yes, Monarch. Something Legacy. I can't remember. It's good. Just go watch it. It was on Apple, I think, which was the only good thing I've ever heard of being on Apple. If there is anything else, wait me.
That'll do it for another edition of CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, WTR Sunlight Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. The Royal Rumble week kicks off with WTR Sunday Night. We'll have the Royal Rumble entry contest and more. Monday night, it's the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. The Rack previews the Royal Rumble this Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern. And we'll be back live with another edition of The Rack next Saturday once the Royal Rumble ends, which means there's no CB radio, so we'll be live probably around the same time-ish, just with strictly wrestling content. Wrestle Talk Radio will then review the Royal Rumble the following Sunday. So here we are. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website.
CBRadioLive.com.
Both of you. Nailed it. Nice. King Kins, at Lone Jobber, at Wade Manson, at CB Radio GOE. Final thoughts, Brent.
Everyone, hope you have a good rest of your weekend, and if anyone can call emergency services for Jobber, because apparently he cut himself, that would be much appreciated.
Jobs?
You know what? It's unfortunate. Y'all won't be here next week. That's a shame for you all. But, you know what? I appreciate that this debate happened. You're welcome. This is my legacy to all of you. I don't know if that's good or bad, but it is what it is. So. That's it.
We'll be back for another edition of CB Radio Live in 2 weeks, but there'll be content next Saturday in this slot, just not this show. Anyway, we'll see you all week long. Oh, plus Friday, we're doing the Royal Rumble simulation of WWE 2K23, so live content Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern after SmackDown. So, more streams. There you go. So we'll see you next Saturday night for The Rack, and see you all week long along the Arizona Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live at wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTLive, and
see you.
Tells you not to play my game, but what I'm telling, baby, she can't deny.
WildTalkRadio.com.